Herzlich willkommen an der Hydrogen Bar, eine weitere neue Episode eures Lieblingspodcasts aus der schönen Welt des Wasserstoffs. And once again, I'm switching to English. We have another English speaking episode here today because, as already, anticipated in our last episode, we will continue our talk with Dana Riano from Heiliko. Hello, Dana. It's good to have you here again.
Hi, Martin.
Hi. Last week, we talked about your business model and, of course, the history and the portfolio of Heiliko. And in this week, we want to, dive in a bit more details about your technology, about your certification and homologation, which is, of course, always a very exciting topic. And we want to also speak about a couple of details about the infrastructure. We have lost a couple of words about this in the last episode already, but I think there are much details that we can speak about as well. And of course, we want to have a look to the future today. So what are your market expectations? And once again, of course, we should mention again your custom event, which will be coming up in October, which will be taking place in Augsburg. But we'll get to that later in our episode today. And I want to start in this week with this episode with a little more discussion about your technology. You mentioned last week that your concept is, of course, you are retrofitting trucks which were initially powered by diesels or that have a diesel drivetrain. You are retrofitting these trucks to run on hydrogen now. Can you take us through the process, what is required for such a retrofit? So is that something where you just remove a component and put in another, or is there more to it than a simple exchange of components?
So Martin, thanks again for having us this week, and very happy that we discussed last week about what we do at Heiliko and how we contribute to move the needle in terms of decarbonizing road freight transport. Yeah. And today, happy to share about the technology that we did develop to have hydrogen fuel cell trucks up and running in the market today. So the first rail that we delivered were trucks that we converted in 2024, and they started their operation in 2024. This is what we call first generation trucks, and we are already today delivering second generation trucks. And I will talk a little bit about the main evolutions that we get from first generation to second generation. And we are currently preparing as well to have an upgrade for next year. And we touched upon a bit on this last week on the summer episode. So, like you said, we decided 4 years ago to bring hydrogen fuel cell trucks to the market. And at that time, what we saw from the market is that you had very few hydrogen fuel cell trucks available for both acquisition or renting, seen from the transport operator perspective. So, because the offer was very scarce in terms of hydrogen fuel cell trucks, we decided 4 years ago to develop our own technology and to go from a truck, which is a normal truck, a diesel truck, and to make it clean, so to convert it fully to hydrogen fuel cell truck. It can be a truck that already belongs to the customer. So I would take a truck from his fleet, we convert it and put it back into operations within his fleet. Or we can as well, depending on the needs of the customers, go to the secondary market, purchase a used truck and transform it according to the specifications and the requirements of the customer. So we do both. And what we do is that we focus on one type of chassis, which is from Renault Trucks. So Renault Trucks is part of the Volvo Group. So it's one of the main brands that you can encounter here in Europe and especially in France. And on this basis, the diesel truck, when we get it from the customers or we get it from the dealer and it comes to our workshops in Lyon, what we do is that we follow always the same process. The first step is making sure that we remove everything that is related to diesel on this truck. So meaning that you remove the diesel engine, you remove the diesel tanks, we change as well the gearbox. We recondition the truck to make sure that, I would say, the look and feel is brand new when we deliver it to the customers. And then on this basis, which is very close to what we call a glider, meaning a truck which has no engine, no tanks, no gearbox, and so on and so forth. What we do is that we implement different components that come from major suppliers that are large industrial partners that work with us. For example, we insert two fuel cells, so from Toyota. We add tanks from OP Mobility. We add a bit of battery packs. We add an electric engine. And all this, we integrate it into the truck and we make sure that all components talk to each other to make sure that we have, I would say, hydrogen flowing from the tanks to the fuel cell. In the fuel cell, hydrogen is using the oxygen from the air to produce electricity that goes into the engine. And the result as a byproduct is water. So we just reject pure water, I would say, when we drive the truck. With this drivetrain, we provide everything that is necessary in terms of the software integration within the vehicle so that the full truck is operating with hydrogen and the driver has no change regarding what he does usually with a diesel truck. We just insert into the dashboard a small screen which is related to hydrogen so that he can follow the consumption of hydrogen and specific parameters related to hydrogen. So you have a diesel truck which is refurbished, reconditioned, quite like a new truck, and everything has been changed inside to have hydrogen on board and to make sure that you have a clean truck.
Yeah.
And for this, it's a process that we developed with the major partners that we have cited, mainly Toyota for the fuel cells, which is one of the more reliable fuel cells, OP Mobility, which is a very large company that is specializing on hydrogen tanks. And we went through an homologation process in France. It took us close to 12 months to have the truck homologated. So it means that it's certified by the authorities. It goes through physical testing. It goes through functional verifications by the authorities. And then when it's good, then we'll receive a certificate allowing us to deliver the truck to the customer so he can operate it safely on the roads. And as well, with the certificate, so we have the right to produce as many as vehicles that are needed by our customers. And this homologation process is very key for what we do because it makes sure that when the truck goes on the road, it has been checked, verified, certified by the public authorities, and everything has been done, I would say, conforming to regulation to make sure that everyone is driving safely and that hydrogen, I would say, is a reliable fuel to use for road freight transport.
So, the process that you just described, if I understand it correctly, you don't necessarily need to include the actual manufacturer of the truck, right? So you mentioned that Renault is the manufacturer of the truck, but you don't necessarily need to get in contact with Renault and like ask for their permission, I guess, so to say. So you are pretty much then independent who the truck is from. Of course, you, so what I can imagine is, of course, there's an advantage if you're using the same truck over and over again, because you know exactly where which components is and so on. But generally, you are pretty much independent from the actual manufacturer of the truck. Is that correct?
Exactly. So the regulation is quite advanced when it comes to conversion here in France. So meaning that we don't need to have an agreement from the original OEM of the truck. So here, when the truck is 5 years old, you have a right, I would say, to convert it and not necessarily having the agreement from the OEM. But yeah. I will say that we have good relationships with Renault Trucks. We have people in the teams, the engineering teams that coming from this great company. And the relation is good, meaning that even if, I would say, we are not, I would say, officially supported, we have relationships with Renault Trucks. And it's very good to be to make sure that they understand the project, and as well that we can make sure that the chassis that we use, I would say, they are comfortable with us transforming them. So I would say that here the regulation is quite advanced. It's at the moment national regulations. We do expect that at some point of time that Europe will uniformize as well between the countries to make sure that we use the same standards for the conversion. And afterwards, what we are looking at is to make sure that in terms of the homologation, it goes, I would say, faster to allow different operators who would like to go into retrofit or to have a procedure that is well known with public authorities that can agree to the certification of some players in the market, so that we have, I would say, a larger offer of trucks that are converted to the customer. So the broader the offer of clean vehicles will be for the customer, the better it will be, because each customer will find, I would say, the right vehicle for its needs. And so it means that it will encourage everyone to go for energy transition.
All right. So if we switch the topic and move to the infrastructure side, you mentioned in our last week's episode that you as Heiliko are operating a refueling station in the south of Paris south of Paris. And you also are offering your clients then, of course, the access to third-party refueling stations. You already spoke about your workshop. So what is the number of refueling stations in France at the moment? Because in Germany, we have the situation that a lot of the refueling stations which were initially set up and commissioned for passenger vehicles are now being closed down again. So the overall number of refueling stations here in Germany is shrinking. Yes, we have the trend that more new refueling stations are coming up, which are specifically focused on trucks and buses. But nevertheless, the number of refueling stations is still relatively small. Well, what is the situation in France? You have a similar situation?
Yeah, like we said last week, we have close to 60 fueling stations in France, but not all of them are adapted to heavy-duty trucks or buses. So we see the same shift here in France, meaning that the first fueling stations that were commissioned a few years ago were starting mainly to address, for example, taxis or utility vans. So we all agree that in terms of the fueling capacity, in terms of the back-to-back refueling, this is not fully fit for the purpose of refueling buses, coaches, or trucks. And what we have seen is that, a little bit like in Germany, most of the fueling station operators are either upgrading their fueling stations when it's possible to make sure that they can accommodate trucks and buses, so meaning that they add additional tanks and additional compression capacity to these fueling stations. When it's not possible, I think that depending on the business case, they may either pursue with the existing fleet of light-duty vehicles or utility vans, or either close down to afterwards open a bigger fueling stations. And when we started 4 years ago, our main purpose was that our first customers who decided to embark on the journey with Heiliko, with having this hydrogen and truck as a service offer, so a full package with the truck and hydrogen, he was mainly having trucks in the south of the Paris area. And quite amazingly, at that time, we didn't have a project of hydrogen fueling station of the south of France, so the south of Paris. And we decided to build our own fueling station to make sure that when we deliver the trucks, we have a fueling station and we have hydrogen available for the customers to be able to operate it. And the fueling station was completed 2 years ago. It started operations mid-2024 with our customers just before the Olympic Games, before in Paris It was already 2 years ago, but we had the Olympics in Paris, and it was a great event. And just before that, we managed to deliver the filming station as well with the treks, so that everyone was ready just before the Olympics to be able to go through energy transition. The filming stations for the treks are necessary today because we do believe that hydrogen is very fit for long-distance trekking and as well for intensive energy usage. So you need to have fueling stations that are well distributed over the territories here in Europe, and as well to have hydrogen fueling stations that are quite performing, because hydrogen refueling usually today takes 20 minutes. So it means that you have the same performance as a diesel in terms of the refueling time. So it's very flexible. You don't have any disruptions in your operations, transport for transport operator. And in terms of the long distance, we discussed this last week. Today, with our trucks, you can only drive close to 600 kilometers in one single tank at 350 bar. Tomorrow, next year, starting from next year at 700 bar, you'll be able to drive 800, 900 kilometers. And it means that today, with fueling stations well located over territories between the different regions, we are able already to connect the different regions on hydrogen and to have long-distance missions for these customers. Last week, we say that we were the first one since March this year to commission treks for one of our customers that drives 1,200 kilometers a day. For the 5 working days of the week.
Yeah,
and it works. So meaning that
which is impressive. Like
6,000 kilometers, and we have 3 treks driving every day with these customers, and I would say so far so good. Because the uptime is good for these trucks, the fueling stations are up and running and they deliver. And like you said, we have our own fueling station when the trucks start in the south of Lyon. And 550 kilometers later, they arrive at our fueling stations in the south of Paris. Mm. And at the start, they refuel at one of the of our partners, a hydrogen refueling station. Its name is Impulsion, and it's the fueling operator of all the fueling stations that you can find in the region of Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes. Currently 8 fueling stations, and it's working, so everything is compatible. There is no issues like at that time when we had with our electric cars, when the plug was not with the same standards.
Right.
So we learned from it, and so everything today is working. You have the good performance in terms of the diesel and everything, and I would say that we learn a lot as well from the other energies.
Yeah. So what are your expectations for the near future and for the long-term perspective as well? So do you see a rising demand for hydrogen trucks? Because especially in the last 2 years or so, we have talked about it in the podcast many times before, we surely see something like a dent regarding the uptake of hydrogen technologies. And more voices, unfortunately, are heard that are saying, oh, we won't have hydrogen mobility at all. So that is, of course, something which could concern you, probably. So what are your expectations for the future? Or what is the feedback that you receive from your clients? Are they calculating with a rising demand, or is this something which is nice to try now with the hydrogen trucks, but on the long term your clients are expecting, for example, the battery technology to close the gap with faster charging times and less weight probably?
So in terms of the evolution of the energy mix, I think that hydrogen is the perfect solution when it comes to long-range trucking and energy-intensive usage. So starting from next year, we will have 700 bar for our trucks, so meaning that we'll be able to drive 800 to 900 kilometers, and we'll fully complement with battery electric. So I would say that today there is, I would say, a good understanding on the transport companies of what battery electric trucks can do and what hydrogen fuel cell trucks can do. And it will become even clearer starting from next year with the 700 bar technology, because clearly for the long distance, unless we have a technological disruption for battery electric, I think that the limits will be both in terms of the weight of the batteries on the truck, as well the payload that you need to preserve, as well the charging time. You will stay close to 506 kilometers with a battery electric vehicle. So it means that you will have these two energies that are the two energies seen by the European Union to foster the decarbonization of the freight transport. The way it should develop is, I think, faster than for a battery electric, because if you look at battery electric vehicles, namely for the cars, it took quite a decade, I would say, to start and to have it going mainstream, because we all know that when we were a bit younger, we used to have, I would say, the first battery electric cars, and we are looking at them and saying, well, it will never work. And 10 years later, would say some guy in the US coming from South Africa did change the way we looked at battery electric vehicles.
Yeah.
And now we see that it picked up, because Asia is coming strong on battery electric vehicles. And we see that it's very clear today that for the cars and for the utility vans, battery electric vehicles are taking more and more room, I would say, in terms of the sales, and we see more and more of them on a daily basis in the streets.
Yeah.
It will be the same for hydrogen. It will go faster, because for us, for hydrogen fuel cell truck, we started, to deliver the first truck in 2024. 2030 seems to be the tipping point, because we see more and more OEMs focusing on trucks, hydrogen fuel cell trucks and hydrogen internal combustion trucks, because they are quite busy right now with battery electric trucks. And we all know that on their roadmap, hydrogen will be next, starting from 2013. So for us, we started quite early to develop the business. We know that we will have many other players in the years to come in the market. So I think that it will help the transport operators to find the right vehicle for their needs. It will help as well the whole value chain to benefit from economies of scale, and so making each and every vehicle more and more competitive in terms of the price tag, but also hydrogen, because the commodity will become more and more used to have the price of the hydrogen at the pump coming down. So. Yeah. All in all, it means that over the 5 years to come, you will have more trucks that will come to the market. It will be not like a tsunami, like having thousands of trucks every day being commissioned. Yeah. But I will say that we expect that we'll have a few percent of the 300,000 trucks that are sold every year to go into hydrogen quite soon. And as Heilco, with our retrofit technology, we are mainly focusing on going to industrial scale and being able to deliver to the market a few hundreds of trucks per year over the years to come, and to build up. And that's also a point of time to see how we can team up with different other partners to be able to bring new trucks to the market. But the path for us is here, is to have 2030, and we fully support the fact that for the hydrogen value chain, and it's quite similar to all the hiccups that new technologies, new energy went through. When we started with battery electric cars, they had a lot of ups and downs and ups and downs.
Yeah.
We are currently in a situation where we are facing the slowdown in terms of our economies, both in France, but I guess as well at the EU level. And what we expect is that it will recover. One thing that doesn't change is that the planet is getting warmer and warmer.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, we need to act on it and to make sure that less and less CO2 is going into the atmosphere. So for us, it's a daily mission and a daily challenge that the teams are tackling on an everyday basis.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much. So that was almost something like perfect last words for this episode here this week. But nevertheless, we should not forget that you will have a client event taking place in October in Augsburg. We have briefly mentioned it in our last episode already, but nevertheless, could you explain something about the event? What was the idea and what are our visitors expecting to see there? So what is the idea behind your event?
So I think close to your hometown in Augsburg, we'll be happy starting from the 21st of September until the end of October to showcase one of our fuel cell truck and to make it available for the transport operator who would like to test and drive it. So we do it in partnership with one of the hydrogen fueling station operator there. So what we will do is invite all the transport companies in the area that could be interested to reach out to you, Martin, so that you channel them to us. And
yes, absolutely.
So we opened the reservation schedule. We already have some transport operators in the area that are locked in for the test drives. You have slots that remain available. And we'll be happy to receive as many transport operators as possible in Augsburg for this test between the 21st of September and the 30th of October. The main idea for us is to have them feel, experience, drive the trucks, understand that hydrogen is, I would say, the perfect solution for what they do in terms of the long range trucking. And it's already available, meaning that it's trucks that have been homologated that can be operated for the daily missions of the transport companies. And usually when we have drivers from the customers, also the transport companies that drive the trucks, they usually step down from the cabin of the truck, but they don't want to give back the keys. do hope that we'll have many transport companies coming in this area. And don't hesitate to reach out. Let them reach out to you, Martin, so that we can book a slot in the reservation schedule. And then afterwards, then we'll be happy to spend some time with them to discuss about hydrogen, to listen to your podcast and make sure that hydrogen is part of their next projects.
Yeah, that is an excellent hint. If you want to get in contact regarding the showcase in Augsburg, you can use our mail address, which is contact@hydrogenbar.de. contact@hydrogenbar.de, or you can also visit the website, which is hydrogenbar.de, and you can use the contact form that you will find on the website. And of course, we will forward the messages, of course, then to Heiliko, and you can take part in this exciting showcase event in Augsburg in September and October. Really looking forward to it, and thank you very much for joining us here on the podcast. So that was a pleasure for me to speak with you in the last week and also in this week, of course. Thank you very much for your time, Dana. So it was a pleasure.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you for having us. And I would say long live to hydrogen and podcast.
Long live hydrogen and long live the Hydrogen Bar podcast. Thank you very much. We will hear each other again, dear listeners, with another episode of the Hydrogen Bar podcast next Wednesday. That's good. Well, we are happy if you will be tuning in again. Until then, we wish you a nice week and all the best. And I'll hear you again next week. Goodbye.